Project Left.
Gordon.
See if so I suspect this is going to have more questions than answers, but we'll see if we always learn something. So
Learn
this is looking at
something
Abraham. He's Lefkai. He goes to Eretz Canaan, and shortly after he
new.
gets there, he leaves. Right? Second paragraph, Vayira Abaris, there's a famine in the land. Vayira Abraham Mitzrayim. Abraham leaves. Canaan goes to Egypt, Lagur Sham, dwell there, Ki Chaved Hara Abaris, because the famine is really bad. Vayi Kasher, he kriv lavo Mitzrayim, and as soon as he got close to getting to Egypt, Vayomer El Sarai Ishto, he asked Sarah, his wife, Hinena Yadati, Ki Yesha Yifa Merad At. I now realize, I now have to think about the fact that you're a beautiful woman. And the Egyptians are going to see you and say, "Oh, it's his husband. That's your husband over there." And they will kill me because they'll want you. Live, Imrina. Please say, "Achotia, you're my sister." So things will be good for me, and I will live as well because of you. We know this, right? And many pixels have been darkened over the lie and
Your
what
way of
you
saying
did.
much ink has been spilled.
Yes, but we don't say mink isn't spilled anymore. Here are some darkened pixels here. And the fact that they apparently did this a lot, right? The same thing happens when he goes to the Eretz Plishtim later on in the next parsha, verse 2, Bayomra Abraham El Sarah, they've changed the name, right? Sarah Ishto, Achotihi, and Abraham said about Sarah, she's my sister. I saw Abimelech, Melech Gerar, and Abimelech, the king of Gerar, the land of Plishtim, goes Vayikach Sarah and takes Sarah. And then there's a plague, and Hashem appears to Abimelech in a dream and says it's actually that this woman is the wife of Abraham. Abimelech Abraham, and so Abimelech calls Abraham, Vayomer lo ma'asit lanu, and asks him, "What have you done to us? Why? What did I do wrong to you? Ki you brought up this terrible sin to me that I took your wife, right? Asima shel yasui esita. This is all your fault. Things that should never be done, you have done to me." Abimelech presses Abraham, "Why did you do this? Tell the story." Abraham said, "Ki amarti, because I thought to myself, I said, Rak en yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. There's no fear of God." So it's a common term for general morality. There's no fear of God in this place. For aguri advarishti, and someone's going to kill me because of my wife. Gamim na achoti bat avihi, and the truth is, she is my sister. And the guy says she again his niece. Achlo bat imi, but we had a different mother, so we're sort of kind of related. Half niece. But
But
Hili
besides
Lisha
this,
and Mary. What? You say?
Bat Avi, okay, because she's the daughter of the son of his father.
Right.
No,
Descended of my
she's
father, but not of my mother.
a half sister.
Yeah, I mean, so the Midrash says it's not little sister, but it was niece. It was the Bible says a descendant. Yeah, so Haran was a son from a different with a different mother, and Sarah is Haran's daughter. And she's my wife. So it's not, I wasn't lying. She's sistery.
Sistery. Sistery.
And so as God caused me to wander from my father's house, and I would say about her, this is the chet you should do, that you can do for me. Imrili, wherever we go, say that I'm your brother. I'm afraid that, no one's gonna take a married woman. We can eliminate the problem by making sure the woman's not married anymore. Right? How do you do that?
Kill
Kill the husband. Okay, that's very easy. Okay,
him.
but that's a problem. And so Ramban famously holds Avram accountable. Right? This is a bad thing. Right? This is a Ramban. Daki Avram Avinu chata chet gadol. Avram made terrible sin. God, it was maybe been intentional negligent. Chevi ishto atzedeket b'mechshol avon, that he brought his righteous wife into this position where she may well end up sinning with some other man. Because of his fear, Pinyar go, because he's afraid of being killed. And he should have had faith in God. That
How is it Chicago?
in the sense that he's not trying to make his wife sin. He is, it is an extravagant in the sense of negligent.
You mean it's a undesired outcome, but
Right, it is inadvertent, but he's still, I mean, shogeg is definitely still at fault. You are not doing the right thing here. We're not claiming you're pushing him, her into this position, but you're putting him in a position where this happens. On the other hand, Sforno similarly says it wasn't really immoral. It was just, they needed some kind of plan to stay alive. Okay, and that people in those days, just like today, every human being, right, wherever they were, Kol Makoma Sheva Nova Sheva, wherever they would go, they would follow the rules as long as it wasn't too hard. Same as you or me, right? But definitely the rules. The rules were, right, if you wanted a woman, you would be fine with negotiating with a guardian, whether it's the father, the society, or here, Avram couldn't pull off being father, but personally, brother, for he would negotiate. But if the woman's married, then there's no way to get the woman except to kill the husband.
That's the moral
That's
way.
perfectly
That's
moral. I
the
mean,
simple moral way. Yeah, kill the husband.
right. Well, that's, I know, okay. Now,
Yeah.
look, that's one sin and you're done, right? Living with a married woman, you're just ongoing doing the wrong thing. So, this was, okay,
True.
so obviously, much a better plan there. The other side of it is that if the woman wasn't married, but had some man there who was taking care of her, the brother there, and that in order to marry, you have to go negotiate and offer money or whatever it is, then you could do that. You don't go bother, you wouldn't just like take that woman because you could get her by moral and rational rules. So it would go. That's the argument of Islam. When he says, Laman yitav, that should be good for me. Laman kishet omri shata achoti, so that, as soon as you say, he's my brother. That anyone who would want to marry you, that no one's going to say, okay, I better kill this guy, because there's an easier way, right? He'll give me plenty of dowry, as people did that then. That they would try to convince the father of the woman. By with a dowry, and you give gifts to their relatives. That you would agree to give it to the one who was asking. That's when it talks about in general with, in the case of both of rape and of seduction, that you have to offer a mohar, a dowry to the father. That if not, you have to pay the damages. Okay, but at the bottom line is as this negotiation is happening, we came to that Abraham would have and Sarah would have planned time to leave whatever place it was. By whatever they were negotiating about, and then they would leave, they go some other place, because obviously this place is not a good one, whatever it was there. Saying that's what Abraham and Sarah's thinking was. Similar with Dina in Shechem, where after the rape of Dina, Shechem goes to her father and says, I want to marry her now. Why don't I just give you a dowry? I'll pay you money and then we'll all be happy family afterwards. That was probably reasonable in their minds, right? And Shechem says her father and to her brothers, if I have faith in your eyes, but share tamri atan. And whatever you ask of me, I'll give you. Harbu alai ma'od mohar matan. Ask whatever dowry you want, but ten, I'll give it. Kasher to Marilai, whatever you say. Shuni liyata na'ara liyisha, let me marry this girl here. Well, bygones be God, bygones. Implication of what he's saying is that is kol makoma share navoshama, is that usually it worked. They didn't have a problem. I mean, Avram's been wandering for the past, well, probably since he was 40, past 30 years or so. And we only have these two cases where it failed.
So this was
Where
their thing. This was their shtick, so to speak.
that was their thing. Okay, is that
I don't want to
okay?
say shtick, but
Yeah, they have
that
a
was
case
what
where
they
they
did.
thought this was going to be a danger. Then say, okay, I'm the brother, and if you want to marry her, you got to talk to me, and we talk, and then in the meantime, I'll get back to you tomorrow, and then you would go find a different hotel. That'd be the general plan. That's one. Rashi throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into that, because the way he words it is when Abraham says,
Oh, right.
Imrina achutiat, say that you are my sister. L'mani tavli. So things will be good for me, that and I will survive because of you. Rashi says, L'mani tavli yitnuli matanot. Say this so they will give me presents.
Right. Because I guess Rashi has to explain why there's an extra phrase there,
Right.
right?
That there are two different things. Money to Libra, Chaitan of different things. Okay. And just thinking about that, I mean, I can say, okay, saying Laman Chaitan of life is at risk. We're going to do this. I realize it's putting us in a little bit of danger. Generally, working. The idea that Avram was so greedy, I want to have stuff, right? If we do this, then I'm going to get camels and sheep. This is going to be great. Is he real? Is that what Rashi's reading this as? That Laman Yitnuli Matanot, so that will give me presents.
Well,
Okay.
that's
And
definitely not the
everyone.
personality we think of Avram Ish Chesed, like.
Right. And we'll get, and they're going to bring up the obvious problem later in the parsha when he has the war with the four kings and he rescues Melch Sodom. And Avram supposedly says, I don't want anything.
I won't take anything.
Mechuda, don't give me, I won't even take a shoelace from you. Example of he's not interested in stuff. So all the commentators are trying to figure out what is Rashi trying to mean by this. I
Wait,
just
could I go back a minute? There were
sure.
two times you brought. One was Mitzrayim and one was
Plishtim. Abimelech
Pishtim.
Melech Gerar, right.
And the famous story is Abimelech, right?
The famous story, I don't know which we mean by
What
famous.
happened to Mitzrayim? It also didn't
Same
work.
thing. Right. So that right. So the Omifraim, Paro takes her, and there's simply a plague.
Oh, the
And
same thing
then
happened. It's like the story.
Sarah tells him that it's I'm the wife, and then Paro kicks him out.
And Avimelech, the same thing.
Abimelech actually gets a vision from God, has a dream from God.
Oh.
He says, you need to release this woman. Abimelech is
Oh, okay.
definitely shown as a much more positive character. And Abimelech is one who complains and says, I was, you know, I you lied to me. I didn't realize this was a problem. Here's your wife. And then gives him gifts after he finds out that's his wife. That's a
Okay.
big difference. Paro
Okay.
gives Abraham matanot beforehand as a way of paying off the brother so he can marry the woman. So it's
Yeah.
more on that way.
Okay.
But
Now
I'm
the Yitavli Bavurich is with Mitzrayim, with the initial time
Mitzrayim,
with
right.
Mitzrayim.
Mitzrayim. The original one is where he tells Sarah, you need to say you're my sister, so I'll get more stuff. Okay? And that's what everyone's bothered by. This is this Chachamim commenting on Rashi, right? You need to matanot. The kasha lo, so this is Leah's point that Rashi trying to explain. Achsheyach kan hatava. What do you mean to do good? That's something different from chay tanafshi. Rashi lo yhargenu zeh hatzalav lo tava. Like saving his life is not the same as to do good or do things for me. The chak perush dinu matanot. Right. To clear this, Rashi's reading this as two different things. Bim tomar demashmash Avraham rotsim matanot. And you want to say, well, that Avraham really wanted gifts. He was doing it in order to get gifts. A comment that we know this is coming up. Down here.
Oh, right, it's coming up. So this happens later.
What?
Could be something changed.
Could be so that will be an argument that later in the story with Sodom, he said, Gabi Melch Sodom, Amar, Michura Shrochna, Loakach. And there, Afal Pisha mina din hayashula. Then he could have, as sort of the spoils of war, that he could have taken the things that I'm not interested. So that's the question. So we're going to look at different justifications that the commentator Rashi offered. So one time is to say, well, the change is that this is a time of famine. Avram's penniless, right? He's going down and he actually needs stuff.
Right. Like he
Okay.
needs food, like he needs
He needs food,
basics.
right? Aksha writes the okay? That part of Chaitan al-Lafshi is that Otherwise, if we go down as poor strangers in this land, then we'll starve. So that's part of Chaitanav. So Matano, he actually needs it. The other possibility is that, yes, he's promised to have things, and but that was in the Hashem promised that he would be successful. Berechecha, that was only an extra straw. Once the chus ha'aretz, he can't rely on the bracha anymore. So again, he needs some sort of parnasa to survive, and that's the
And it would
masa.
be for both of them. He would.
Yes.
But even that, it still implies that he wants the things, right?
But he's saying, okay, that's because they need it. It wasn't just a matter of want. He's not greedy, but this is a time of ra'av. You have to, you need, I can do. And so this is Maskil David, the Ripardo, 19th century. Yishum Datu Abraham, Chashak Matanot. And that's all the Mepharshim asked. Did Abraham really want gifts? I'm not sure exactly what that is, but Lania Dati, my humble opinion. That the answer is Shakarish Baruch Hu Hivtiuchol Abraham
Maybe
Baba.
it's
Maybe
Lania
Nira.
Dati near yeah.
La ad
Jinx.
Ian Dati Anyat Dati Nira. I'll go with that. Good. That the answer is Shakarish Baruch Hu Hivtiuchol Abraham Baba Rechecha. In the Parsha, right? I will bless you. We're talking about monetary financial success. Music Dav Kikashav Eretz Yisrael. That was only Eretz Yisrael. You go to this land, you'll have success. Back you left, you don't have it anymore. And in fact, the Ramban says it was a sin he shouldn't have left in the first place. Bahacha sheya b'chus la'aretz b'shem leta haftachat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he's chus la'aretz and he's in Mitzrayim and he doesn't have God's promise anymore. Yot, and he's there empty-handed. Mushum amar yetnu. So he really needs that. Again, that's one example. And then the Bar Tanura says, you know what it is? Taking things from the goyim is fine.
Yeah.
And I will add, just read the words here. Bar Tanura has another quote that who mostly known, Avadya Bar Tanura, mostly known for his commentary on Mishnah. He also has a commentary on Rashi. And he adds, Hello, Kasha Lokativ, Sonem Matanot Yechia, quoting from Mishlei, the one who hates gifts will live, right? You shouldn't be looking for more stuff. Becha Oev, Shinula Matanot, why is he so eager to get stuff? Yeshlomar. Shemashko tu v'sonei matanot yechia. When it says that the one who hates matanot will live, haynu b'Yisrael. That's correct about Jews. Umot ha'olam k'matzil mi'adam dami. You're saving it from them. They don't deserve anything. You're right. And more they give you, the better it is. Kach ya'oev Abraham shinu matanot. Therefore, he wanted to get these matanot. He wanted to get whatever he can from them. And I am reading that very cynically. Very cynically there, because I'm not happy with that.
But Danny, if the idea, if the plan is they'll get stuff and then they'll leave the place, it's not so bad. He needs stuff for both of them.
Right. So you're reading the Sifnei Chachamim David as appropriate, right? Matano is they need things to survive. They need parnas.
Right. And it's not just for him. It's not
Both,
Lee,
everyone, they both need that, and they need to get
But you
out.
understand that he's gonna rescue her and take her out of there.
Okay, so that is
But
one
Matanot is
understanding.
also funny. It's not like necessities. It doesn't say food. It just says Matanot, which seems like
Things that are
something.
given, yeah.
Yeah, or like extras.
So we'll see. So you read that. So I'm gonna
Okay.
go other ways of understanding this too. The Shem Yishmuel, more contemporary, refers to the Ramban's famous idea of Masa Avot Siman Labanim. Everything happened to the Avot ends up happening to the people, and that this going down to Egypt was the paradigm for Bnei Israel going down to Egypt.
Because
Okay.
of a Rav, it really, yeah, same
Right.
way.
It's
It's like the same thing happened, right? It's the same kind of
go
thing playing
down,
out.
and that they are enslaved or taken, and then they right? And the Yitzu B'Rechush Gadol, they go out with property, right? So this is what at the end they go out with matanot, literally, right? Bnei Yisrael Sukhti Bar Moshe, they Shul Mitzrayim Klechesef, Lucheza Havu Smolot, and when they left, they asked the Egyptians for gold and silver and clothing.
Right.
And Hashem gave favor in their eyes, and they gave it to them. They answered their request prayers. And they emptied out, or they saved Egypt. Okay? So therefore, and then Aram knew this would happen, right? Because he's the way Rashi reads it, the Brit Ben Tarim is later in the Parsha, but it happened beforehand, chronologically. The Brit Ben Tarim was a flashback. So he knows that's going to happen, right?
He already knows.
Your children will be strangers in a strange land. Babadum, and they'll enslave them, be new Otam, and then torture them. Abram Yoshana for 400 years. And I will judge the nation that enslaves them.
How did he know it was Mitzrayim?
Didn't know Mitzrayim. I'm saying,
but it was Mitzrayim.
It was, right. So that's we know that the Maaseh about Simcha Banim, but the Shem Shmuel says almost that Avram felt obligated to not reenact, but to pre-enact.
So maybe if Avram had gone to a different place, it would have could have been a different place that we were in.
Ramban goes as far as to say that if he hadn't left, if he hadn't left Eretz Yisrael and just had a faith in God, then
right,
there
it
wouldn't have
happened.
Been any Shiva Mitzrayim at all. Right? Yeah, the Ramban does like this is the Shem Shmuel Pshitut. Now, the simple way Yeshlomar, you can say Me'achas Shenemar Lo Tseyu Chavosh HaDerech Lifnei Banecha. You need to clear the path for your children. You're going to be the model that they're going to follow later. Yet Tzarich Lasot Lepol Dimyuni. He needs to make a, this is a Greenblatt term, the poel dimyuni, an imaginative action, an action that actually, you have to enact the vision, like nevuah, you have to do something.
Right, do something concrete. That's not, they say that's chassidish, but isn't there, doesn't the Ramban say that too?
Ramban is the one who is the source of the idea of, Maaseh Avot Simcha Banim. He's the one who brings that up
right.
A lot.
And even, but even that a Navi needs something like concrete to.
Everyone says that part.
Okay.
But here we're saying that it's the it is not a Nevuah that he needs to, right? You're not bringing in Nevuah and so, and you know, and showing, well, I'm shooting an arrow that symbolizes that God will defeat our enemies. This is the Nevuah that they will go out with a Chush Gadol. So slightly different there. But is it, he,
well,
but he's
the
saying
idea that he didn't know about it being Mitzrayim, but he's doing this a lot of places. So wherever they end up being enslaved, it would have happened there.
Okay, so he's, but he's doing that so that.
You know what I mean? Answer.
Yeah, I see that, right. So we know
what
that. But here, it's a Abadum, right? Eretz Lo Lahem. So Avram is saying that wherever we go, we're going to do this because
right.
This, wherever so, this Brit Ben Tarim happens.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, so you see it, Mitzrayim, Berchush Gadol, they go out with all the wealth, and it says, V'yotzeim Bechesem Zahav, Ench V'atav Shkoshel, that there are no one slipped, this is Tehillim, they took them out, that somehow Abraham felt, did this, wanted Matanot, because he wanted this to be the paradigm for when Bnei Israel leave there.
It's actually interesting that it follows the paradigm, like, even if Abraham didn't intend it for that reason, it certainly seems like that ended up
right. So that's
becoming.
The way the Ramban is. Not that they're doing it intentionally in order to make it happen, but that in actual fact, the Masa Avot become a Siman Labanim, that
right.
We follow in their path. And we can kind of see that happen.
Right.
But I don't like the idea that Avram is intentionally doing that because he feels it necessary to make it happen.
So when else does that happen? Well, somewhere else in the Torah that we see that. Someone, there's opinions that someone did something to make it happen.
But Yosef in his dreams is the big question.
Yes.
Right. Does Yosef do the whole shtick with Binyamin because he had a vision that everyone's going to come down to him to bow, so he's got to manipulate them so that
right.
That's Second Ramban does not like that at all. That you know the mitzvah
right.
To make it happen.
Okay.
So I'm still left bothered by this. So I'm looking for contemporary sources because I figure that contemporary people have contemporary morals like me. You know, where the Bartimaeus may not have been bothered by the idea of manipulating non-Jews into this. That bothers me. So
some contemporary, okay, never mind.
Not to mention the women's rights issue.
Right. So that becomes another issue is are we using Sarah here? So he definitely is doing it with her, right? Imri na. He's definitely saying, please, we are doing this together.
Yeah.
But it is uncomfortable. Are we, we're kind of using her feminine wiles to go get stuff from people makes one uncomfortable. Okay. Even if it is, Sarah's completely agreeing with, okay, this is what we need to do. So we'll go do this together. So, and a bunch of this here are actually anonymous internet users. So we'll take them as they are, but I like what they say. So this comes from the Otar HaChokhmah Forum.
Isn't that have Svarim online? That's different.
Yes, they do have Svarim online. This was the forum was run by, was it Henkin? Everton Henkin's son, who was killed by terrorists in 2014, I think. Ran the forum there where they asked various questions, and one of the questions was exactly this. The question about Yitnum Li Matanot, right? How do we understand that? So here's one suggestion given there, is that arguably that Rashi agrees with Sfarno. Remember, Sfarno said that the idea was that I wanted to set up negotiations so that I can give it time and so they won't kill me and they will, and we can get out in time. So he says, the Yinu Matanot is not because I want presents per se, but that if you say I'm your brother, right, then they will
that's
be.
That's what will happen.
That's what
not vechaito. Is there a vav? Is there a vav after?
Yeah, and therefore I will live, right? Im yachiti at l'man yitav libra v'rech. So they will be in a position where, rather than killing, they will
vechaita nafshi,
and then vechaita nafshi. So that's a nice way of
looking
at it. Okay, good. That's why we like it.
It's almost like they're setting it up. Like they've got they go place to place. This is how they get stuff, like a team.
So this makes
not just like get Bonnie, stuff, but also
like
that's
Bonnie
how
and
they...
Clyde, right? It's a con job, right?
Right.
So yes, but I'm going to end up with exactly that conclusion, but in a very different way.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, but this is not Bonnie and Clyde, right? They're not a bunch of con artists stealing stuff from people by pretending to,
But if they need to save all their lives, that makes more sense.
Okay, so that's the first step. That's right. So it's right. So Zeraiti Mevarim. This is, I don't know who wrote this particular essay, but it's a nice one. You can click on it and read it. But we'll explain to Masha Abram Adibar Al Kesef that Abram is talking about money, getting stuff. And he says, before I worry about my life, I'm talking about getting the matanot, right? He says, L'mayni tabli b'vorech rach achar kach. And afterwards, says, Kaita lefsi b'vorech. Elish t'techila yitnu li kesef. Dele ratzot oto, chitin etzara. So that you say it, and then they will be giving me things in gifts because they want to marry Sarah, because that's what they're looking at. They're not going to kill me because I'm just a brother, and they can just give me. And therefore, I will live. And that's nice. Another reading.
I think
it
flows really nicely with the pasuk.
Yes, we can like that. We can take that one. Another way
it goes. I think it works. Yeah.
Good. We can still give other readings of it.
Yes.
Right. Shivim panim. There isn't necessarily a right answer because God didn't say, here's how to understand this, and you're done. Stop arguing. Okay. I don't know if you noticed that Jews like to talk about stuff. So there's another reason that we're parsing it wrong, is that Leman Yitav Liba Berech is part of what Abraham tells Sarah. That Sarah is supposed to say, this is my brother, and he's looking for gifts. Very similar argument. Right?
She's supposed to say that.
Right, that's part of her argument, is that she's faced with these men as they want to marry, and she'll say, okay, you got to talk to Abraham, my father, over there. And by that, we'll get into that position, like Sforno says, of getting to negotiations and all that. It's not that I want the matanot, but that's part of what you're saying. Right? Near enough, Farish, Shasam Avraham Avinu b'fi Hashal Sarah. This is what Avram suggests to Sarah that she say. Lomar l'mitzrim, to say it to the Egyptians. I knew. Meaning, Sha'amar la imri na achoti at, that you're going to tell them, you are my sister. Vaya im b'fak fukua mitzrim b'kach, and the Egyptians ask questions about it. They're suspicious. Yomru im lo ishto rakachoto is saying, well, it's that you're the brother. Why are you traveling around with your brother here? The answer is, I'm looking for a shidduch. I'm the one who's in charge of looking for a shidduch for my sister. Right? So I was going to tell him, because he wants to get money out of this. And everybody understands. Everyone will believe that.
Laman Yitav Li.
Well, she's not going to say Li.
Right. She's saying that my brother is saying that he wants matanot. Right.
Does that fit into the psukim? Does that?
It's a little bit harder. Look at it inside there. So he's putting it. Say that achotiyat, that you're my sister, and lamani taliba rech is what I am saying. So you got to push the word a little bit.
Imrina aniya, because it would be ani achoto.
Laman tav low.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, you have to push it, so that
it's okay.
He's saying, sorry, I have to say that my brother is saying Laman Tavli that he looks, because he's thinking that Yani Molichech Molichech Deil Hitasher. Because my brother is saying that I am going with her so that I can make money off you. Okay, and then everyone's going to believe that because everyone's greedy and everyone understands why someone.
And the other question with that is then how is it connected to Vich, like the Vav and will live? It's really but separate.
Again, we're going back to the idea
that's
that
the parsing.
The people into negotiation about bride price, then they're not going to kill me.
So you kind of separate the two, even though they seem like they're both together.
Either as a cause and effect or as a part of the
book there. Right.
I mean, I think you have to
switches, part is the quote you should say, and part is you should say this, but in your own words. Like,
okay. The expression I like best is that, yes, this is a setup. They want to get stuff, not because they want stuff. There's a commentator on Torah Forum, and whose name was Ben Ish Chai. Not the Ben Ish Chai who wrote the Sefer Halacha for Sephardim in the
1970s. Okay.
That's his username on this Torah Forum.
Okay.
It says that Avram wants to live in peace. Wherever he goes, Avram wants to live in peace with his neighbors. He's trying to teach them the nature of ethical monotheism.
That sounds like a good plan.
Right, but...
let's teach the world about ethical monotheism.
That how do you get to a point where you love someone else?
You have to be a giver.
You have to give, right? You don't love the person that you get stuff. Someone gives you things that you don't love them. If you give someone, that introduces feelings of love, connection. I want you to, right? Avram's setting it up so people will give him things. Avram starts setting up so people will give him, and that sets a connection, right? Positive feeling. Right, that's Rav Dessa, right? This is the quotes from the Derech Eretz Sutra, one of the minor tractates of Gemara. If you want to feel close to your neighbor, to someone else, have a no save no tain betovato. You should do your business in order for that person's benefit. You feel a connection to someone you've just given something to. The idea that ahava is connected to hav, which is Aramaic for giving. The way he puts it, this is Rav Dessler's Kuntres HaChesed. And Adam Ba'olam she'en bo nitzutz koach ha'netina. That everyone has a sense of, I want to give. This is Rav Dessler's fundamental philosophy. That we like to be we can be givers and takers. We're both. But giving is what gives us joy. Zeh yira b'simchato. She'en ha'shlema b'yoto yachidi. That we're never happy if we're alone. Giving to someone else gives us joy. You want to increase happiness, then be nice to somebody else. It's not about taking. And the fact that everyone has yearns to be part, well, everyone has wants to be part of a society. That bottomless soul that you just want to be with other people. You want to be sociable. And that's part of the interacting with other people. And there's proof of that. That solitary confinement in prison is la'onesh chamor yichashev. It's the worst possible punishment of solitary confinement. Maybe part of society is what you want. Now, what causes this yearning? Be with other people. This is koach hanitina. I want to give. I want to do something for somebody else. That's what Desu's philosophy. That if I give to someone else, it's not law. I don't lose something. This allows me to kind of spread out my. I become bigger from this. Because now you're part of me. You're with me. I don't just care. You know, I care about myself, my family, my society, and whoever I am giving to, I feel part of.
Wow.
And that's how you make connections between people. That's what he said Ahava is. Right? You want to love your spouse, give them.
Right. Don't it's not the opposite.
Not get
right.
it. It's not give. That's what
don't I'm wait saying. To when don't wait to feel the love to give. Give so that you feel the love.
Yes. And he goes on.
Oh, very nice.
It's a nice thought. It's an important one.
So Avram is setting it up that they will give him things and then there'll be a relationship and there'll be peace.
Right. That's what he said. As long as we get to that point, you didn't divay her up. That's
but can't oh. Yeah. You don't need to do this whole shtick just to, okay, sorry.
Okay, I would say this is the way he looks at this story of Yitinei Matanot. Right. That's why he wants the Yitinei Matanot. It's not because I need more things. It's because I need more Ava. And that's how I get them. I mean, Avram is Avraham, and it feels Ava for everybody else. How do we get them to feel Ava to him? That, as we all know, Rav Dessler's comments, we just quoted them, that giving awakens feelings in the giver. That I want to develop these feelings of all these people everywhere I go. I want to have everyone feeling we are all one. That he'll be able to survive there. That's why I will live. And I will live with
Avimelech didn't react that way. He didn't react. I gave him things. Now we're at peace. He was angry at the whole thing.
He was angry at the lie, right? That's still a problem right?
And the fact is that if he's ethical monotheism, it's not ethical to lie. Obviously, if your life is in danger, but right. To teach this lesson through a lie seems counterproductive.
Yeah, so I think that we haven't answered the problem. It's still problematic, and the Ramban's still right. And in fact, Avimelech tells Abraham afterwards, you know, here's your wife back. I apologize. I'm sorry about all of this. And here's more gifts, okay?
Right. Yeah, why is he giving him more gifts at the end? That's a good question.
Avimelech is?
Yeah. Why is Avimelech giving him gifts? Just to get rid of him?
No. So this is it. So Paro is our story. Paro kicks him out.
Oh, Paro.
Paro kicks him out. Avimelech later is more of a good guy, and Avimelech gives gifts mostly to Sarah as an apology. That's here's the words here. We can go back to the story here. We got time. Loading, here we go. Veshkeva Boker, you go argue with them. Right. Vaikah Avimelech son of Bakar, Vavadimush Vachov, Vaitin Abraham, Yeshav Lot Sarito. So he gives him all this property afterwards and returns Sarah to him. Avimelech, Hinei Atzilafanecha, Batov, Enecha Shev, go, you can live here. I'm not kicking him out. Sarah Amar, Hinei Atati Elef Kesef Lachish. I am giving you 1,000 silver, a silver to your brother. In you can hear the air quotes there. This is there, literally cover your eyes. Right? Don't look at my problems beforehand. It's hard to translate that. For everything that happened with you, then everything that you're rebuking me, you're rebuking. Here's all the here's money, here's gifts there now.
What's that about? What's that?
That's hard to translate. I translate as Kesudei Naim, meaning covering of the eyes.
Like a bribe, sort of?
Yeah. We're just pretend this never happened.
Oh.
Okay. Here's 1,000. Here's 1,000 silver. This was a bad situation. Let's just pretend it never happened. We'll go on with our lives. Here's your husband. You live here. We're not kicking you out. Right. And Palel Avraham Elohim and Avraham got Davins for Avimelech, etc.
So one thing that's wrong with the theory that Avram's goal was to get a negotiation going and then they would leave is that he didn't leave. She ends up with Avimelech.
Right. So the argument there is that they've done this many times and it fails in those two cases.
Right.
Oh.
In other words, by Avimelech and by Paro, are the two times where it didn't work, where there was the king of the place where he didn't stop the negotiations, who said, "Here's a bride price, I'm taking the woman."
Yeah.
They're not going to kill him for that, but they're going to. Oh, you're not going to turn me down.
It didn't work here, right?
It did not work here. That's the point, is that it failed.
Well, they could have killed if he said it was a wife. Would they have killed it? Would the king have killed?
That's the assumption. Is that so Paro here gives him the bride price and takes the woman. Doesn't negotiate. Again, that fails from the Sephardic point of view, but we would do this a lot. But here, this image here, that even though he's failed in this case, in general, he's trying to teach this monotheism.
Oh, Avram and Sarah failed in Egypt. Yeah.
Right. The plan was, even in this model, that we'll get gifts and that that we'll become close, but we won't get to the point of actually taking the woman against anybody's will, and that we will kind of get into this idea of, you should be nice to people. Okay.
I don't know. It's a pretty far stretch to say they did this to teach them ethical behavior. I don't know.
Okay. But I sort of like the idea of giving is what leads to love.
Yes.
Right. It's also interesting because that's, and I think Rav Dessler might even talk about this, but Rav Dessler's in his section on giving says ultimately it leads to loving Hashem also, because we want, a giving person wants to, so to speak, give to Hashem by doing mitzvot, by doing what Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't need it, but that leads to Avat Hashem. But it makes sense that Avraham is the first monotheist and he's also the ultimate giver. Those two things go together.
Nice.
So we have lots of ways of understanding that. Some are that are less morally problematic.
Right.
It's still a very difficult parsha to read, and we know that. So go ahead and read it. Draw your conclusions as well. And add enough comments that you can give this year next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.